Welcome back to the DreamStation.cc video game show. It's January 29th, and this is show number 74. My name is Ben. I'll be hosting this week, and joining me today will be Chris and Heather. They're in the house like furniture.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hopefully this is a good sign for our listeners that you guys haven't abandoned us entirely. We're working hard to make this one of the best shows around, and with a little bit of patience, we will put out a quality show like we've been known to. If you guys have any feedback, questions, or audio reviews for the show, you can send them over to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. New to the website are reviews for Ant Bully for the Wii, Heroes of Might and Magic for the PC, and Rampage Total Destruction also for the Wii. For more news, reviews, and interviews, as well as the show archives, be sure to check out the site at www.dreamstation.cc. In today's show, we're going to be discussing Sony PS3 gets a PAL territory launch date. Sony caught using PGR3 image and calling it Gran Turismo HD. Sony loses to Nintendo and admits it. Nintendo sells 10 million DS systems in the Americas. The Pope condemns video games. Gears of War breaks the Japanese top 10. Xbox loses nearly 300 million. Just how bad do you want to beta test Halo 3? We'll also have a review of Superman Returns, the video game, and our poll topic, do you play games on your cell phone? Right. First topic, Sony PS3 gets a PAL territory launch date. Sony has announced the PS3 launch dates for PAL territories that include Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and Australasia. March 23rd will be the big day and the day that all gamers on the other side of the world can say hello to 2006. Welcome to 5 months ago. With over a million systems promised, all of which will be the 60GB version, and over 30 games, PAL games...
So they're not doing the dual system, they're doing the 60GB.
Correct. They are only getting 60GB hard drive version because they are noticing the trend that, I think they said 97% of gamers are buying the larger hard drive version.
And they didn't notice this trend in the Xbox 360 like last year?
Yeah, and that's where they're getting this trend from. And yet, somehow, it's not enough for them. They still want to have the 20GB version available. They're just not making it available at launch. They're going to decide whether it's even needed at all. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, why would you want to go any other way? I mean, when we got ours, you know, we got the 60GB. It's just worth it.
But I will admit, I think why they were actually able to do the March, 23rd launch in Europe and everywhere, and the Australia...
No, wait, wouldn't that technically be the 24th?
24th? Yeah, it might be. Yeah, true. The and in the Australasias or something you called it? Where did that
Australasia.
Word?
Australasia. I don't
where
know.
Where did that word come from?
I don't know. I think it's something Sony's made up. But it's in the press release, and so I'm just quoting what they said.
But anyways, why they're able to launch on the 23rd, I think, is because they've realized that every store over here in the U.S. that has a PS3, they're still sitting in the stores collecting dust, so they're going to ship them over to Europe.
Exactly.
I was in Target last week, and they had six PS3s sitting there in the cabinet. One was open and looked like a return. The other five were just sitting there, and there were no Wiis to be found, but the PS3s were just sitting there taking up space.
Let's move along. Right. Sony gets caught using a Project Gotham Racing 3 image and calling it Gran Turismo HD. So Sony recently put up a video of Gran Turismo HD on their PSP video download site. Unfortunately, the image they used was one of Project Gotham Racing 3 for the Xbox 360. Project Gotham Racing has been out since launch of the 360. So it looks like Sony's been a little confused about whose game they should be promoting, and for that matter, whose system they should be promoting. Now, I'm not sure.
How did that happen? Does Sony have like those images in their library of you know, images to use?
Were they into that
viral marketing thing last year and they found that one picture? Remember how you had to answer all those questions for the 360?
The R Colony, wasn't it?
Yeah, so did they get that image and had it on their hard drive and like, oh, this looks like a good Gran Turismo HD image?
Yeah, who knows? But I wonder if this is the same guy who is responsible for the, remember the PS3 video that had the Apple logo?
Yeah, because they didn't register.
purchase the whole program. They just had like some trial program.
And it's not like Gran Turismo HD doesn't exist, because that's already downloadable. I've already played it on the PS3. So,
exactly.
I mean, it exists, so why are they using the wrong images? I don't, that doesn't make any sense.
I was just going to say, can Sony really afford to have any more bad press? You know, they're just embarrassing all over. Ha ha, a girl's laughing at you, Sony.
Maybe they've determined that bad press, any press is good press, and they can't get good press, so they'll just take the bad press.
I guess.
Right. Sony loses to Nintendo and actually has the guts to admit it.
Can we bash Sony any more today?
It was because of that crappy Project Gotham Racing 3 they put out. This, you know, wasn't that good.
All right. Well, tomorrow, Sony's expected to announce their third quarter losses as they have, quote, failed to fend off Nintendo because Nintendo and the Wii have outsold the PS3 2-1. Reportedly, they're going to announce a loss of about $1.5 billion from their games division,
nice.
Which I'm sure also accounts for R&D and marketing of the PS3. I'm not sure if they've announced whether the next generation has begun yet, but if it hasn't, all apologies to Sony.
Oh, the next generation.
That's all you have to contribute is a chuckle.
The next generation started with Project Gotham Racing 3, I tell you.
I guess so.
That's what they're trying to say, I think.
There's only like two games for the PS3. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I think that the Nintendo was definitely marketed to be more fun, more family, more older players, you know, women, female players, kids. I think it was marketed better. Xbox already proved themselves. They don't need to, you know, prove themselves anymore. We knew that 360 would be great, and I think the Wii just went a little bit farther and had a better catch, and it just was more appealable to the general market. The PlayStation 3 is just the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I mean, the PlayStation 3, I have it, you know, $600 later, and I have Ridge Racer 7 for it, which is pretty much the same as the Ridge Racer for Xbox 360, and then my brother bought me Need for Speed Carbon for Christmas, and that's cool and all, but it's just the same as the Xbox 360 version. I played the demo of the 360 version, and it looked pretty much the same to me. The thing I do the most with the PS3 is play CDs, and it's funny, Leo, Fleet43, that you guys know of on the forums, I was telling him, he's like, hey, so what have you done with the PS3? And I was like, well, I watched Talladega Nights on it, and I played some CDs, and he's like, man, CD players haven't cost $600 in a long time.
But, you know, then looking at it from the Blu-ray point of view, I mean, they're getting in when they're getting in is good. If you're buying it for the Blu-ray factor, it's the cheapest one you can get right now.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, the you know, the PlayStation Store, it's got some stuff, but it's not the greatest.
Yeah, just some Sony quickies. Sony's updated the firmware of the PS3 to version 1.5, which has fixed some of the compatibility issues.
Yeah, they were getting weird jaggy lines on the games. I looked at it the other day, but now I saw on the PlayStation forums that since the update, a bunch of people are having problems with Blu-ray movies and regular DVDs pausing for like 10 seconds. So they fixed one problem and caused others.
They've also added a backup data delete function. I don't even know what that does, but they've added it. So. There you have it.
It's a supercomputer. You have to have a backup procedure.
Right. Nintendo sells 10 million DS systems in the, quote, Americas.
Yeah, I think it was 18.8 in the world or something. Is that about right?
That's
right?
No idea.
I just read what they write
for me. Nintendo tells me what to say, and I say it.
You say it.
Anyways, the DS and the redesigned DS Lite have sold a combined 10 million systems in the Americas. Now, I'm not sure exactly how they define Americas, but I guess that means North and South America, as well as Canada.
And Central America. You're forgetting Central.
Central America.
And Canada.
How can I forget?
And Canada. Canada's not in America. Canada's part of North America.
Well, Canada is America Junior.
But
there's no cool way to combine them. Like, what's the other
North
one?
Australasia?
Australasia. I don't know.
You
but
can't
anyway,
say Canada, North America. There's no cool way to combine it.
North America or something. I don't know.
It's the Can-Am connection. Anyway.
But no, Canada is not a continent. It's a country. It's part of North America. Like Brazil. Like Brazil, Chile, and I don't know, some other countries are in South America. And then Central America has what? Is Mexico part of Central America?
No, Mexico is also part of North America.
Oh. And then, well, Central America has Panama with the Panama Canal. We're offending all of our South
Beavers.
And Central America listeners and our Canadian listeners.
Anyway, one more thing. They've got 20 games to be released over the next 2 months. Would be three, but this month's pretty much over. And none of them have the word Legend and Zelda in the title, so you can probably expect sales to spike up again when the Phantom Hourglass does get released.
Oh, we're talking about the DS, right? Yeah.
The DS, yes. That was the topic. No,
so we're talking about?
Strayed far off from it.
Are you going to talk about Nintendo and the Wii selling how many?
3 million.
That was around the same thing.
Yeah, this is the next topic here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nintendo Wii sells 3 million. The Nintendo Wii now has an installed user base of over 3 million. Nintendo made record profits from sales of their two hit systems over the holidays. They are still on pace to ship 6 million systems by the end of the fiscal year. And judging by sales thus far, this could actually be the second coming of the Xbox 360, where it was like a year ago, you couldn't find any Xbox 360s until about, April. So if that's the case, Nintendo better do a good job and pump out some AAA titles, because we know how Nintendo can be, and they like to stagger their game. What do we get? Like a AAA title for GameCube, you know, once every like 3 or 4 months, if that.
Not anymore. It was like 3 or 4 years, it seems like. I don't know
Do you think the fact that they're going to start having some titles, like, aren't they getting GTA? Do you think that's going to hinder sales or help sales?
Nintendo's
not getting GTA.
They're not getting any titles like that? No, I'm not making it up. I'm asking, aren't they? I was giving that as an example.
Yeah, they are getting more mature titles, yes.
Okay, that's what I mean. Now, do you think that's going to help or hinder? Because if it's being marketed and sold as a family fun system, then they're going to put out some controversial games. You know, might parents say, let's go with, you know, something else? I don't know.
Something else that's equally as offensive.
Yeah, I guess the lesser of three evils.
Well, I remember hearing like a year or so ago, wasn't it 50 Cent? He said that that you should play his violent game with your family and show them what's right and wrong. So, you know.
You are correct. That was 50 Cent.
I do remember that.
And so, you know, buy his game for 50 Cent.
They pay you 50 cents to buy his game.
I was going to say they'd have to pay. I would never let my kids play that game under any circumstances.
I think it was that game that was like last Christmas on like some magazines or some buyer's guide I was looking at had that as like one of the top picks. I was like, what? I'm like, who would recommend that?
50 Cent?
Yeah, 50 Cent. He paid the magazine to recommend his game.
Yeah. Anything else?
What were we talking about?
Just real quick, some Nintendo quickies here. The news channel went live this past Saturday, January 27th, so if you haven't updated your Wii channel yet, you may want to try that.
That was actually pretty cool. Did you do that yet?
Yeah, I downloaded the Wii channel, and then while I was downloading, I watched CNN for the entirety of the 10-minute download, and then I spoiled it all. Like seeing a movie before you read the book.
Well, the thing that I thought was actually kind of interesting about the news channel is that it kind of lets you put the news in a world perspective that you can see it on the globe where it's actually located, which was kind of cool because, you know, you can watch CNN, you can look at a web page that has news, but you don't really always kind of locate where that news is related to where you're at in the world a lot of times. And, you know, because they'll sometimes say countries that I don't, you know, understand or continents like Canada. And I just don't understand where they are.
So, Australasia.
Australasia. I'm like, where the heck is that? So it was kind of cool that you could spin the globe and see, you know, where the press releases were coming from. I don't know if I'll use it all the time.
Right. Last week, Nintendo added to the Wii Virtual Console The Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. This week, they've added Contra 3, Alien Wars, Mario Kart 64, Comic Zone, and Bonanza Brothers. That is probably the one thing that Nintendo's doing right, is they're adding at least anywhere from 1 to 4 games, because last week it was just one. So, but this week it's 4. But 1 to 4 games per week. So every Monday you can pretty much count on them adding some new and retro appealing games.
Yeah, the one thing though you were saying about the Wii and the downloading of the Virtual Console games, the classic games are cool, but I don't know if I'll see myself downloading that much. I hope, and I don't know if they will or not, but I would hope that they would maybe take a little bit of what Microsoft's doing with the 360. Yeah, you can have retro games like Microsoft's doing, but have some, like, and Sony's doing too, have some you know, new games that are actually for Virtual Console that are not available anywhere else and weren't available on any previous system. Give me some, you know, new mini games and stuff, because like I've been playing like Uno on on Xbox 360 and, you know, Geometry Wars and some of those other ones, and they're actually, you know, pretty cool. I wouldn't mind seeing some of that stuff on Wii. That maybe even would take advantage of the Wii Remote and, you know, Nunchuck if possible. You know, I don't know.
I think that stuff is coming. I think you just have to keep in mind that, you know, Nintendo really didn't have much of an online plan. I mean, this technically it's not really online.
Yeah. But
they didn't really unveil the Virtual Console until, like, you know, basically the day that the console was released. So
yeah,
it's pretty hard for developers to make up something when they didn't really have any clue of what was going on. But that's Nintendo's plan all along, was to hopefully offer new content for gamers.
Yeah, I mean, all I've really heard from them is this Virtual Console, you know, playing older games. That's all I mean, maybe you guys have heard different, but mainly it seems like everything I read about is like, we're going to offer you, you know, Sega Genesis and Nintendo and TurboGrafx, which is cool. And there's some games, like the one game that I've actually considered getting is Gunstar Heroes, because I actually never played that on Genesis and I've heard good things about it. So I thought about getting that, but a lot of them, I look at them and I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, they're old games that I didn't play back in the day, and or they're games I did play like crazy and I just don't want to play them again. I'd like to have some original content, because I got, you know us, we got so many games to begin with. I don't have time to go back and play Mario Kart 64. I already played that. What do I care, you know?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't know if you can play this one online, but if you can play Mario Kart 64 online, that's probably a pretty good game.
Well, I'm guessing you can't, because I heard the first online game for Wii is going to be the Pokemon game, so
Pokemon.
I'm guessing.
It's Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to the next quickie, which aren't turning out to be very quickie. Super Paper Mario has been scrapped for the GameCube. It is now scheduled to be released for the Wii in April of this year. So, once again, the GameCube owners get shafted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm upset. Like, I don't have a problem because I have a Wii, but I can see how GameCube owners would have been like, wow, this is going to be, you know, the last hurrah for the GameCube, blah, 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 this and that. And especially after getting Zelda, like a month later, they're probably upset. But I mean,
yeah, that was kind of weird with the Zelda, because, you know, the game was supposed to be for GameCube to begin with, and then it ended up coming out a month late, you know.
I mean, like I said, I don't know if I should be upset. Like, if I was Nintendo, this is what I would be doing anyway. Because you want gamers to move on to the next system. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to be languishing in the last year's systems or whatever. So,
well, I know.
This is a smart business decision on their part.
I remember feeling like that a couple years ago when we all got the second Phantasy Star online, and then Sega just like stopped with everything. Remember how we all felt shafted for that?
Yeah,
I mean, it happens.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, these companies, it's business decisions. It's all down to money, and you know, and they're for the fans, but it all comes down to the.
I mean, really,
the bottom line.
Think about how many systems, you know, people have bought, especially older gamers like us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Replace and replace and replace, and it's anything with electronics. It is a smart business move. The pros are going to outweigh the cons in that one. I agree.
Let's move on.
Next quick topic.
Next topic would be the Pope condemns video games. In a recent speech for World Communications Day, the Pope Benedict XVI said, "Any trend to produce programs and products, including animated films and video games, which in the name of entertainment exalt violence and portray antisocial behavior or the trivialization of human sexuality is a perversion. All the more repulsive when these programs are directed at children and adolescents." Unquote. So that's the Pope, and like, I don't want to get religious. I don't want to get this, you know, to be blasphemous or whatever. But I'm not sure that really the Pope should be discussing things, because, you know, look, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. So I mean, if they want to discuss perversion and antisocial behavior, they should look at the people within their own church.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, where do you draw the line on what people are going to do in games? Okay, if you market a game that's deliberately put out, you know, to have, you know, violence and the whole object is demoralizing, okay, what if you get rid of games like that and then you have family-based games? People are still going to talk vulgar in chats, and they're still going to put up ignorant pictures as their tags. You know, it's people. It's not the games.
The games are corrupting the people.
Uno, that I disagree with.
That's what you'd like
Uno
to do.
Uno on 360 is causing people to use a web camera and show themselves naked or doing obscene things. It's Uno is the fault of and causing people to do that.
It's all Uno's fault.
I actually reported
all evil.
I reported somebody on Uno the other day, because I was on there. I said I don't want any cameras, and I get on, and all of a sudden this guy pops in, and he's got this kid. It was probably like in high school. There's this camera, and then all of a sudden he's pretending that he's having fun with himself and stuff, and saying vulgar things and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I said I didn't want a camera. I have my settings for the Xbox Live set to family. So why am I in on with this kid that definitely probably plays doing that stupid stuff all the time? So I reported him. I don't know if it does anything or not.
Ben and I were just discussing that earlier. We were saying, you know, does the system actually learn? You know, it's set up to try to not group you with those people that you give a bad review to or report. Mm-hmm. How many times does that have to happen before these people absolutely will not show up on your system? So I thought the same thing. I mean, I've seen people using drugs on their cameras in a basic card game. You know, why? Yeah, you're playing Uno.
I know, yeah. Like you said, Heather, it's just people in general there's lots of idiots in this world, and that's what happened.
The Pope should be encouraging people to come to church and listen.
Exactly. Well, I think what really happened is the Pope got schooled in Gears of War by somebody, and now he's bitter.
I frag tagged the Pope. I've got his.
You did the chainsaw gun on him.
Interesting.
Isn't it the Pope?
Yeah. It's Pope Benedict.
He didn't get the Pope?
16. No. Pope Benedict 16.
I see.
That's his gamer tag.
Okay, so now, is this going to be considered something that's only in the church, or is he trying to push for a law to be passed?
Oh, who cares?
Speaking of Gears of War and the Pope, that's your next topic.
Gears of War broke into the Japanese top 10 games when it was released on January 18th. It sold only about 33,000 copies in the first week, but that was enough to get it up to number 7 on the top 10 list, according to Media Create.
The question is, what else was selling that week?
Well, who knows? But, I mean, considering that it's the Xbox 360 and how poorly it's been in Japan, because, let's face it, you could resell a DS Lite for more than you would pay for a brand new 360.
I have some theories on why the 360 is doing bad. Okay.
Feel free to.
Well, I set up a Japanese account on my 360 so I could get on the Japanese server and download some of the Japanese demos. But anyways, I was on there the other day when my friend was over, and we're looking down through the list of stuff of downloadable content on Xbox Live in Japan. I'm looking at everything. It's in Japanese. It's the Japanese content. It pretty much is, I would say 99% of it is exactly the same content that we have over here. There's nothing different. All those first-person shooters that everybody in the U.S. likes, but we know for a fact that Japanese don't like first-person shooters. That's all that's on there for demos. There's, you know, the Need for Speed Carbon, the table tennis, all that stuff. Anything that you look at on the 360 over here is the exact same thing on the Japanese downloadable content. Even gamer pictures, okay? Japan's, like, really into anime and manga and, you know, all this, or manga, if I'm pronouncing it wrong. And, you know, they're really into this stuff. So why hasn't Microsoft tried to work and get some of those anime movie companies and manga to, like, put gamer pictures on there of those things, the popular ones, so people are excited about downloading and having those gamer pictures? No, they just have the exact same gamer pictures we have. They have Nacho Libre and, you know, like, stuff that they probably could care less about. You know, so I think that, you know, when you look at it and you say, oh, Microsoft's not doing real well, and Gears of War finally came out, and now they sold really well. But I think they could be doing a lot better, and Microsoft keeps saying, like, oh, we're trying. We're really trying to make, you know, the 360 successful in Japan. And I think they need to look at it and say, we need to provide, like, gamer pictures and themes for the 360 and movies and, like, downloadable trailers and stuff that are for Japanese related cultural things. They're not. There's a few anime trailers that I downloaded, and that's about it. There's, like, I think when I looked down through the gamer pictures and themes, there was like 4 that were actually Japanese kind of related. The rest were all just what we have. So, I mean, that's where I think they're failing in my opinion, but what do I know? You know, I'm just some schmo that runs a video game website, but anyway, I'm off my soapbox now.
No, you're right, but that's why they've made the effort, and they have, you know, games like Blue Dragon, Bullet Witch, and some other game. And
True.
Knights came out there first.
True.
Because they're big into the one versus, you know, like a million.
Yeah, and I would agree. Those games are games the Japanese are going to like. But if the Japanese go buy Blue Dragon or go buy, you know, 99 Nights, they're going to be like, oh, this is cool. And then after they've done playing that game and they go to get on the marketplace to look and see, oh, what's on here? You know, what am I interested in? Everything on there is just basically, hi, we're Microsoft, and we're we're a U.S. company, and here's all our U.S. stuff, and we realize that, you know, pretty much the U.S. is great, so you want all of our stuff. We're not going to give you any stuff that you want. We're not going to give you, like, Japanese-related cultural things and shows that you're interested in and that stuff. I don't know why they're not doing that. Maybe they can't get into that market. I don't know. Maybe Sony and Nintendo have it all tapped out. I don't know.
I thought the Japanese loved the U.S. and their culture.
Well, they
isn't
do. That,
don't they love our blue jeans and our rock and roll?
I mean, they do, but you still gotta cater to some of the people, you know, some of the cultural things that are over there too, I would think. I mean, unless I'm mistaken, you know, Japan likes anime, they like, you know, manga, they like video games, they like all that kind of stuff, so why aren't you providing those type of things to them that from their own, you know, society, not just giving them all U.S. stuff and then wondering why they're not buying the thing?
Maybe because they have a lot of other mediums to provide that for them, and they want to buy the Xbox for the U.S. content.
Yeah, but I think when you do that, you are alienating or narrowing down that market to only people that are interested in buying a 360
right.
for the U.S. content. You know,
I agree, yeah.
And that's the people that are buying it. It'd be interesting to know, like, how many people in Japan that bought a 360 are actually, like, either military people from the U.S. or, like, exchange students or, like, you know, like, U.S.-based people anyways. How many are actually Japanese that went down there and bought it? You know what I mean? Because they really wanted it.
Well, if there's any Japanese people or Americans in Japan, they can send us an email and let us know exactly what those numbers look like, or if they have any sort of idea of what those numbers might be.
Yeah, we would love to have a Japanese correspondent if anybody's out there listening and wants to
Konnichiwa.
Help us out.
All right.
That's cool.
Let's move on.
Is it over yet?
It's almost over. All right. The Xbox continues to lose money. The Xbox division has lost $289 million during the last quarter of 2006, which is slightly higher than the $286 million that they lost in 2005's holiday quarter. The Xbox, in fact, has yet to turn a profit, although they do expect to do so by the end of the 2008 fiscal year, which actually begins this June, I believe. They've also lowered their projected sales from aforementioned 13 to 15 million Xbox 360s down to 12 million sold by June of this year, which means that either they're intent on keeping losses to a minimum, or they're not expecting Halo 3 to be releasing anytime soon. Right. Demo for Crackdown is available in the live marketplace.
I tried it. Did you try it?
Any good? No, I haven't tried it yet.
I got in the SUV and drove around running people over. It was fun for running people over, I guess, for a little while.
Good.
But then my son came in the room and I said, I probably shouldn't be playing this with you, so I turned it off. And he
you
said, "Why?"
Watch this, so boy.
I didn't let him watch it, but it was all right. The graphics looked decent and pretty good. I still think it's probably just Grand Theft Auto. You know, I think everybody's going to say that, but it's maybe better. I don't know. But yeah, the guys were like shooting at me and I didn't even get out of the truck. I just kept running them over. It was easy.
Anyway, this kind of relates to the Halo 3 beta. Basically, how much do you want to pay to be a Halo 3 beta tester? Because with every copy of Crackdown or every copy of the initial shipment, Microsoft is promising an invite to the Halo 3 beta testing. So whether the game is good or not, I guess is kind of irrelevant because...
it's a guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. So how much really are you willing to pay to be a beta tester here?
Yeah, because they had those invites that they sent out. Rusty actually got invited through email for that. Yeah, and then the Crackdown. And then there's supposed to be something else, too, some other way.
Yeah, you play, I think, three complete games between February, I don't want to say the date because I'm not sure, the very first week in February, there's two or three days that you play the games, and once you complete that, you can go, you get a code, and you can go sign up.
Complete what games? They have certain games that they've assigned or whatever?
It might even be just a minimum time requirement.
Oh,
I'm not exactly sure the details. I remember. Actually, I thought it was posted on the homepage of DreamStation.
I think Rusty did post it.
A week or two ago, I was reading about it. You can find it there.
Right. Here's some Xbox 360 quickies for you. The Xbox 360 has nailed a former exclusive to PS3, and that would be Unreal Tournament 2007. It's going to be renamed the highly original Unreal Tournament 3, and I don't know... They don't have any release date, but there's that. But probably based on the success of Gears of War and the 3 million copies it sold, this was pretty much an easy decision to make. Forza 2 has a solid release date, or by solid, I mean a generally solid release date. So this one's coming sometime in May, unless the game gets delayed once again. 12 tracks, and they've all been, the names have been revealed. I won't bother with them, but you can find them on the Forza 2 website. Lastly, BioShock, the highly anticipated first-person shooter, will feature no multiplayer modes, just a single-player campaign. And as of this moment, there is no demo being planned.
Unreal Tournament is not coming to PC then?
No, it is coming to PC and PS3, but it's no longer exclusive to the PS3 console.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought
so. That's why
we
remember they had,
I missed it.
Because remember what they had, what PS3 was touting as their, you know, oh, we've got all these exclusives, and it's like Virtua Fighter 5, and oh, here's Unreal Tournament 2007. What else did they have?
I remember
Metal Gear kinda... still. I don't even know.
Anything. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 4 is coming out for it.
Yeah, is it still exclusive to
I
to the
think
PS3?
It is as of right now. And, the, you know, Final Fantasy 13 or whatever is exclusive.
They got another... They stole another one. I can't remember what it is. Anyway, so let's go on to the next one, and I'll just...
Well, if the system doesn't start selling better, they're going to start stealing lots of them, because
exactly. You
know, publishers aren't going to make games for a system that doesn't have enough install base.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. They went from, you know, they were like, oh, we'll be exclusive, and then they saw that Gears of War sold 3 million copies, and they figured, you know what? We can sell another 3 million copies if we just port it over to 360. So
well,
I think that was
a
no-brainer for them.
Yeah, and I mean, Epic Games is the, you know, company that made Gears of War and the company making Unreal, so they're probably, you know, Microsoft probably has been talking to them the whole time too with Gears and saying, hey, come on, let's have Unreal. Come on, you know. Here's some extra money we'll throw at you.
Right. Superman Returns, the video game. Just a quick review. The game looks pretty good. Probably the best Superman game probably ever. I don't really remember any
or at least since Superman 64.
Yeah. Probably not saying much. I don't know. It doesn't deliver on its promises. They promised, you know, unique gameplay, you know, this and that. When it's really all the same thing. The biggest problem is you've got, like, this city and there's robots running amok and, you know, you've got to go and smash them and beat them up and destroy them any way you can. But, like, there's, like, only, like, 5 different kinds of robots. I mean, if you're doing that, like, every, like, 5 minutes, I mean, it's not fun.
You know, it's cheaper to buy robots in bulk, so they just bought the 5 different ones. That's what evil geniuses do, you know, when they're trying to take over the world, they buy in bulk. I tried the demo for the 360, and I would definitely recommend anybody that was considering buying it for the 360 to download the demo and try it, because I tried it, and I would agree with you, Ben. I mean, I got bored with the demo. It was, you know, you're just punching robots, and you're flying around, and it was entertaining for a little bit, beating up cars of people driving by and just seeing them jump out and then, you know, beating up them too. But, you know, it didn't seem that great to me. It reminded me a lot of like Spider-Man, where you could kind of swing around the city. Instead, you're flying around the city. But, I don't think the demo was that great. And I don't know if the game's probably any better if it's exactly like the demo.
How much does it retail for?
It's either 50 or 60.
I think 60 bucks. $60.
I think it's 50 though.
Oh, is it?
I could be wrong. I'm not about to do the research, but
score on a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 6.5. I mean, it's probably the best game. I mean, it's probably best for comic book fans. You know, those guys who like their Superman and all that stuff.
I mean, the graphics look decent, but I think I'd rather play the Spider-Man games instead. But you know, maybe I like Spider-Man better than Superman. I don't know. But yeah, it's reminded me of the Spider-Man games where you were going around the city beating up guys and then having objectives like that. And you have these little dots on the map that you go towards to find the next thing you're supposed to beat up and stop from attacking. But I would, based on the demo that I played, I would also probably give it like a 6 or so. I give the demo a 6. I'm reviewing demos now. Maybe not even a 6, maybe a 5.5.
I don't think I'd be interested in a game like that. That's just because I'm not a big fan. But you know what? If there's a demo available, I will check it out, and I'll have to let you know from a girl's point of view if it would tear me away from WoW or not.
It's all based on if it's better than WoW.
Yeah, pretty much.
And especially with the new expansion pack.
Right. Let's check the old mailbox here.
Oh, mailbox.
It's empty.
It's empty.
It's empty.
There's bats in it. And a beaver.
I'm gonna ask Shao Kahn what he thinks about that.
You suck.
Anyway, let's go on to the last week's poll topic. Do you play video games on your cell phone? The options being yes, no, and my cell phone can play games. Results were 25% said yes, 75% no, and no one was amazed that their cell phone can play games. So we've got a smart crowd here.
You didn't put the option, I don't have a cell phone.
Yeah, I don't have a cell phone, because everyone has a cell phone except you. I guess that wouldn't be everyone, though, huh? Anyway.
You don't need one in Azeroth, sorry.
not. Her dog has a cell phone, though, so it kind
of
counts.
All right, so here's a couple of the responses from the peoples.
Read mine!
No, read mine, I'm getting to yours.
You're not going to read mine, I'm right here.
QCast said, no one really uses their phones for gaming or making calls. Phones are for taking pictures of yourself and others in compromising positions. Everyone knows that.
That I did know, and I don't even have a cell phone. You go, QCast.
Just ask Paris Hilton. MasterChief0987 says, I used to, but now they are like $6 to $7, which is a little on the pricey side, considering I have a PSP. Lastly, the Angry Llama says, I rarely find a suitable time to play portable game systems. I feel like a nerd pulling out my DS or PSP unless I'm at a bus stop or airport or if I'm waiting somewhere. Because of this, I like the fact that I can entertain myself with simple games like 8-Ball and Galaga on my cell phone. Granted, it's not Final Fantasy VII or God of War, but it's enough to keep me entertained without a big sacrifice in the dignity department.
Well, I think the biggest problem with cell phone games is, first of all, like they said, the cost. Secondly, the whole form factor of the cell phone. You just can't really play that many elaborate games on them.
I need a D-pad or nothing. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Do you have another poll topic for next week?
Next week. Next week's poll topic will be similar to the poll that sits on the main page right now. That question being, which system will have the best 2007? Best being defined by critical success, financial success, and game support / game quality. I think your choices should be obvious.
Okay.
Okay, since you asked. All right, so I think that about wraps up our second show of the new year. Hopefully you enjoyed it this week, and we'll be back next week to bring you more information on everything hot in.
We got to do this again next week?
I'm
eating first before we do it, I know.
So don't forget, visit www.dreamstation.cc, your video game destination, for the latest news, reviews, and occasional interviews.
Good night now.
Good night, everybody.
See ya. I'm going to eat.
Is that your best? Don't make me laugh. That was pathetic. You are nothing.